Well, hello, NE gang, and welcome to another episode of Anything and Everything with Nina Masugu, the place where every topic gets a seat. And I told you guys this the last time, we've got plenty of space. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and join our NE gang. And do remember, we are available on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, right? So before we get the show on the road, I just want to express my gratitude to each and every one of you. And just say a really big thank you, man, for the support that you guys are showing me and just being a part of the NE gang. This is now from the comments to the WhatsApps, the messages that you guys send me and just interacting with us online and just, you know, being part of the gang. I really, really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I see it, you know, I receive it, I feel it, and I am truly grateful to each and every one of you for being part of the official NE gang. So today's episode is actually just me. I will be having these solo sessions on a regular, just for us to check in. You know, I would really love to share with you guys the lessons that I'm learning, where I am, you know, in terms of my headspace and everything that I'm learning, like I said, and everything that God is teaching me at that current moment. And I really want us to move together. Okay. So 2025, hey, yeah. We are in month five of the year. And I must say that it's been a very uncomfortable first part of my year, simply because I actually made a decision early in the year that I actually want to be very intentional about, you know, really chasing the quality of life that I want for myself. And that required me to just change my perspective, right? Change my perspective, how I see life, how I see myself, you know, because that's another thing. And just how I reason, how I think, how I make decisions, you know. I got to a point where I realized that I've been doing and, you know, and thinking and seeing things the same way for so many years, and yet I am surprised by receiving the same results, right? So I sat down one time and I said, I think, you know, I need to change, man, the way I think and the way I see things, because I cannot want different results, but I'm just doing the same thing, you know. There's a saying, I know we say it all the time, and maybe we don't really, you know, get it, to say that, you know, in order for you to get different results, you have to do something different. And that is the task that I had given myself when the year started. And this is just now, excuse me, this is just now in every area of my life, right? So I realized that, man, I think I put maybe a lot of effort into, you know, my career and just wanting to, you know, make sure that I get ahead in life, just like all of us. But I realized that I've abandoned certain areas of my life, and now I need to start, you know, feeding them again. please just bear with me. I just come from some hectic flu. That was me having a conversation with myself when the year started to say, I just want to look at things differently, man. Like, let's just try another way of doing things. Because clearly, this one, it worked before, you know, my way of thinking, but it's no longer working. And I had to be honest with myself. So now I obviously took it to my prayer closet and I prayed about it and I asked God to please help me, you know, make the right changes that I need to make. And the biggest hub that where I needed to start was like inside of me. Like, now this is a very personal job. This is now the person that where I needed to start with making these changes, right? Because it's all fun and games where you say, you guys must make changes there, or suggesting other things for other people, but not doing it here. So I was like, okay, project number one, self. And now when I was praying about, you know, making certain changes in my life, I had to now do a very intense, you know, self-introspection session with myself, right? And if you do self-introspection, guys, like, that thing is not cute, because you have to be honest with yourself and sometimes admitting to yourself to say, Yazi, you are in this situation because of you, right? This situation happened like this because of your decisions. So those are the types of conversations that I've been having with myself. This was the beginning of the year. And I think I still am, right? Because I'm developing certain things about myself. So I did some self-introspection, and this is now in every area of my life, not just my career, right? You know, in my relationships, in my friendships. And this is me just really wanting to be intentional about wanting to be better in, you know, not just my career, but just a better friend, a better partner, a better sister, a better daughter. What is it that I can do better? You know, because I think that sometimes we get so stuck in wanting to just pursue, you know, chasing the bag, you know, and just getting things right where work is involved, which we should, but just also just abandoning the many things that actually are a very great support system if you have them on lock, which are the personal aspects and the things that make you you. So, you know, I had to, you know, dig deep, and I even looked at my past relationships. You know, I picked up that, you know, I probably have been dealing with the same type of problems. So I'm like, was it me or was it them? Some parts it was me. And that's just not also an easy pill to swallow, you know, because I think we are so stuck in just blaming the other person and not taking accountability. So yeah, self-introspection, every area of my life, I'm like, realizing that, you know, some things, they did not have to happen. Some seasons in our lives, man, yes, we actually could have done without them. You know, some situations in our lives, actually, we could have been fine without them, right? So that was now the self-introspection, very ugly, nothing was cute. You know, and even in my work life, you know, I realized that, you know what, I can actually do a little bit better than what I'm doing now. You know, what can I do? Do I need to discipline myself? And in all of these conversations that I have been having with myself, and I've had to really have, you know, a different kind of prayer to God, you know, just in terms of, you know, asking him to really do the work in me, or rather help me to, you know, stick to my decision of just wanting to just do things differently now, because I really want different results, okay? I remembered a sermon that changed my life, I think, excuse me, late 2023. And I've spoken about this on my social media platforms quite a number of times. It's a sermon by Bishop T.D. Jakes that says, timing is everything, right? Because in that sermon, and I think everyone should watch it, it's life changer. In that sermon, he really speaks about us and the importance of us understanding what time it is in our lives, right? Because knowing what time it is in your life really helps you to know when to move and when not to move. Do you know what I mean? And the Bible really also does explain to us that everything under heaven has time. There's a time to laugh and there's a time to cry. You know, there's a time to reap and the time to sow. So, which takes me back, I want to give you guys an example, right? So right now we are entering into the winter season. And what are we doing? We are preparing our heaters. We are buying warm clothes. You know, we are just, you know, just preparing ourselves because we know that it's about to get cold. You know, we when you leave the house, you don't leave the house without a jersey. That is us being aware of what season we're in, or rather what season is coming. And then what do? We prepare for that season. So I think it's the Holy Spirit that gave me this example to know that being aware of seasons in our lives just really helps us to better navigate the season, number one, and just be aware of our surroundings, right? So it is impossible for us to be in summer from Jan to Jan. That's just not a thing, right? It's impossible for in a year for us to just be in spring and we are just in bikinis the whole year. It does not work like that. That's just how God created things. It is important for us to go through seasons because just in the world, typically, if there is no rain, we won't be able to eat, for example. So every season, right? What I'm learning from that is that every season has to serve its purpose, right? Summer has to serve its purpose. Having rain, you know, have to serve its purpose because without rain, you know, then we basically can't eat because it has to rain. So, and I hope you guys are moving with me here, all right? Just bear with me. So every season that we have, it's got its purpose and it's got a reason why it's happening. Now, if I bring it back to, you know, our lives, is that if you are aware of what season you're in right now in your life, it just helps you to just navigate the season better. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it just helps us to just navigate things in our lives easy and just being aware. If you are aware that we are in winter, you leave your house with a jacket because you know you're in the season, right? So the sermon that I'm sharing with you guys by Bishop T.D. Jakes really just goes into depth about understanding time, you know, time, things have changed. You know, you have to constantly be aware of what time it is in your life, because what that does, it also helps us to make certain decisions, right? So I listened to that sermon once again when I was, you know, after making the decision of just wanting certain changes in my life. And I had to remind myself that, oh, it is a season of change right now in my life. It is a season of transition, right? And let me tell you, nothing about transition is easy, right? Because you have to be open to just moving things around in your life, right? You have to be honest to yourself that this is working, this is no longer working, right? And that is also just not an easy ask that life requires from us. So I had to now be like, okay, I am in the season of transition. And how I picked up that it's time for change was when I realized that I'm losing interest in so many things. I'm losing interest in, you know, going to certain spaces, being around certain people, you know, doing certain things. You just lose interest. That is a bell to say, okay, we've done this. It's been great. Now it's time for change. So that's when I knew that, you know what, I'm in a season of, you know, transition, and I had to be very okay with the changes that it's going to come with. And being okay has really helped me just to be open in terms of everything else that I need to let go and just trust, you know, just the spirit of new beginnings, right? And I'm learning so much about just being open to change, you know, and also because I'm very open to it, right? So, and I want to share with you guys things that I am learning in the season that I'm in right now of the season of change. What I'm also picking up is that there are a lot of things, when I say a lot of things that I thought I wanted, but I'm realizing that I can actually do without, you know, and because transition will do that to you. It requires flexibility, you know, things that I wanted maybe about 2 years ago now, you know, I'm a completely different person. I've grown and I actually don't want this anymore. And that's okay. You know, so that's also what I'm learning. Everything is just so unfamiliar. Oh my God. The one thing about going into another level of your life is that you just have to be okay with the fact that everything is just going to be new. So I am new to so many things. A typical example, I am new to having a podcast, right? And that on its own just requires you to just think differently. You know, you have to tap into a different market that you've never tapped into. And just to learn more, you know, expose yourself to better things. You know, I'm listening to more podcasts than I've ever listened to now, for example. I'm just making an example for you guys. You know, because you have to be aware of what season you're in and what that season requires of you. So I must say it really has not been easy. Just making changes in my life has not been easy, but I'm learning to give myself grace. And the reason why I'm saying it hasn't been easy is simply because I am one person that just likes knowing. I like knowing what's going on. I like knowing what I'm going to do this whole week. I just don't know, I just don't like not knowing, right? And that is one thing I've had to sacrifice in the season I'm in of transition, to say that I'm entering into new spaces. I don't know. I've never been here before. I have to put away my I know it all mentality in order for me to be able to receive things that I need for this current season or the quality of life that I want for myself moving forward, right? Whatever it is that I thought I knew has carried me up till this far, but unfortunately, it's no longer going to work for, you know, where I want to see myself. I need to now adapt, you know, to new things. I need to now find other ways, you know, that that will work with the quality of life I now want for myself in order for that to work, right? And I hope I'm making sense to you guys, and I hope I'm actually someone is actually relating to this. So nothing has been easy. I've had to let go of a lot of control that I like having. I like having control in so many things, and I've really had to just sacrifice that and just be a student in my own life, you know, to say, you know what, I don't know how this is done, you know, and I want to learn. And being open to learning without knowing what time, and I know this, no. It was just me making a decision to say, I do really want to learn so that I have enough that can equip me to move on to the next level, right? And like I said, there is so many things that I am learning in my transition. And I'm picking up that knowing what season you're in really helps you to, you know, be better prepared and to better navigate your system. I made an example about if you know that we're in winter, you know, you can be better prepared. You know, we know that in winter, most of the time, a lot of us catch flu. You know, you are aware. That's just you being aware. And then you just become, you know, better prepared for it. So it's very important to know what season you earn in your life. And big thing that I'm also picking up is that just because I am in a bad season or I'm in a happy season doesn't mean that it's the same thing for the person next to me. And you have to be okay with the fact that no matter how close you are with a person, you guys are never going to be on the same seasons. Seasons are very personal. That's what I'm learning, right? And sometimes it's time for you to clap for the next person and nothing really is happening in your life, right? Because maybe you are in a season of just learning and growth. And I know it sounds very, oh my gosh, it sounds very cliche, I must say, but seasons are very personal. Just because I'm in a happy season or I'm in a bad season doesn't mean that the same applies for the person next to me. They are in a completely different season altogether. And it's very important for us to not compare ourselves to the people next to us, right? Number two that I'm learning in my season of transition is patience, right? Now, I think patience, I don't think I'm a patient person. I really don't. I just want to put it out there. And I see just in how I interact in my daily things, I want things done now. Like, typical example, I went to buy a coffee table the other day and I was told that I need to wait 7 days. I'm like, I don't have 7 days. But in actual fact, I do. That's just me being impatient. I want the table now. I want to take the table home now. But it doesn't work like that. So that's just me making an example and realizing that while I was doing self-introspection, I was like, I'm actually not a patient person. And life will require you to be patient. Life will require you to be patient. I can't even explain this enough. Because patience is a superpower, you know. Being aware of what season you're in, you know that at some point, it's going to stop being cold. And we're going to go back to it being hot, for example. So that is another thing that I'm learning in my season of, you know, transition. Number three is being agile. So being agile is just being able to just respond to things quickly and just being able to move swiftly. Like, you have to be a person that can constantly adapt, because that's what life requires from us. We have to be able to be constantly adapting. I had my mom here a couple of episodes ago, and she was just talking about how important it is in your industry to be able to adapt, you know, because we don't do things the same way we did them, for example, 10 years ago. So you can't be stuck there. For example, if you want a successful business, we live in the times of social media right now, you know, marketing is done online, and you can't be stuck in, you know, wanting to do things the way that we used to do them 10 years ago. So it is very important for you to be able to just be agile and just to be able to just adapt. I can't stress that enough. So again, it's that flexibility that I was telling you guys about, that it is important. I can't stress this enough, okay? It is important to be able to be agile and just using a different term, just to be able to adapt, okay? Another thing that I must admit that I'm learning is that I need to stop over-consulting. So I love asking people close to me what they think, guys. I am one person who can be very indecisive with certain things. Well, not every area of my life, but I used to have a thing where now I have to make a big decision and I speak to 10 people, literally. I ask this one what they think and I ask this one what they think. And I find that many of us struggle to start because we just over-consult. Sometimes we over-consult. The truth of the matter is, if you want to sell candles, you are number 200 and what thousand person that wants to sell candles. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't sell candles, because, I mean, nothing is new, right? But if there is something that you want to pursue, stop over consulting. It is important for us to be very stern in our decisions and to believe in the things that we want to pursue, because what I'm learning about over consulting is that sometimes it really makes fear creep into your mind, right? Because this person thinks this, this one thinks this, and all of those thoughts end up being the reason why you struggle to start. So I would advise, and it's one thing that I am learning, stop over consulting. I am not saying don't consult, because each and every one of us need, you know, someone to bounce ideas on, you know, or someone to ask, hey, I want to pursue this, or I want to, you know, go this direction in my life. What do you think? It is important to do that, but just be careful not to get into the trap of now just asking too many people, okay? So yeah, I really can't stress enough, you know, just the importance of having the right support system, whether be it your friend, your family, your partner, whatever it is, man, that however your support system looks like, I really would advise to have, you know, the right support system. And I am learning that simply because I have, you know, a great support system in my life and people that I can really trust with, just, you know, confiding in and just being honest about, you know what, this is what I'm going through and this is what I have in mind and this is what God is saying to me about a certain season, and just having some people that can hold you accountable, because that's what also a support system, you know, does for us. It really helps us to be accountable even to ourselves, to the situation or the season that we're in, and even to the people around us. And the one thing that a transition does is it'll drag you out of your comfort zone, right? I feel like I've just been stripped like bare naked, right? Because maybe along the years, I was hiding certain things, you know, because I'm scared of pursuing certain things. And making a decision to just want changes in our lives, it takes you out of your comfort zone. I mean, just the fact that last year, I just started feeling like I just am losing interest in so many things. That for me, like I said, was just a sign to say, you know what, change needs to happen. If we want to chase something completely different, we have to think differently. So transition dragged me out of my comfort zone. There's a lot of things that I am realizing that, you know, I need to fix, you know, I need to, you know, get better at, you know, some things I need to let go of certain habits. But most importantly, the beauty of it all is just while you're doing self-introspection and you're picking up the bad and toxic stuff of yourself, you are also just learning that you've grown. And that's the beauty of it. There is a lot of things, guys, that I have picked up on myself when I was doing my self-introspection to say, hey, I have grown, you know, and we need to also just not be so hard on ourselves to say, no, man, I might not be where I want to be, but I'm definitely not where I used to be. Do you get what I mean? Like, and that's just also the beauty of just being self-aware, is just realizing that, you know what, I've grown, you know, in certain spaces of my life. I have grown in terms of, you know, the kind of life that I see myself to have, and just me, you know, doing things differently. I no longer react the way that I used to do in certain situations. So for me, that was a win, you know what, in terms of just making the decisions that I've made for myself in my life right now. So in everything that I have shared that I'm currently learning with the season of transition that I'm in, it is requiring quite a lot from me. And I know that it's not a season that's just going to like last forever or like last the whole year. Well, I hope not. But it's just now, I think the reason why I'm able to, you know, move with it with so much grace and be open to a lot of things is simply because I am aware of the season that I'm in, right? And that is something that I'd love to leave with you, or just to share with you today, is that there's so much beauty in just being aware what time it is in your life, you know? Because if you are aware of what time it is in your life, you can better navigate things, you know? We grow as people, you know, we grow as individuals. And we have these conversations with friends where to say, yo, mngani angisekho lapho, or I don't want to do that anymore, right? And that's seasons, because that's how life moves, that's growth, right? And it's very important for us to be open, you know, to certain seasons, because I'm learning that there are certain situations that I've found myself in 10 times because I'm just not learning the lesson here, right? Because the one thing about knowing your season and accepting your season is that you stay there, keeping in mind that it's not going to be long. While you stay there, you are open to learning what's okay. In this season, this is what I need to learn, right? Because if we are in denial of the seasons that we're in, there's nothing that we're able to learn. There's nothing that we are able to take in. So I can't emphasize the importance of knowing what time or what season you're in right now in your life. Like I said, the Bible does speak about, you know, that there's a time to cry and then there's a time to smile. There's a time to reap and there's a time to sow. It is impossible for us to be at the same place and at the same season for forever. We have to adapt. We have to make changes in our lives, and we have to constantly move with the times. I can't stress that enough. So I didn't want to take much of your time in terms of this specific topic, but I just really wanted to share with you guys where I am in my life right now, the things that God is really teaching me, you know, that I really feel like I want to share with the people around me. So I didn't want to take up much of your time. It's just these little nuggets that I am learning in the current season that I'm in right now. And it's also just a reminder to each and every one of us to know that seasons are personal, right? Seasons are very personal. So you have to always remind yourself that also as a group of friends or in a family or, you know, in relationships, we are not on the same seasons, right? So just always remember to give yourself grace and remember that, you know, in Zulu, they say, ivili liyajika, you know, the sun is going to shine on each and every one of us. Trust me. The same way that each and every one of us are going to experience a certain part of sadness or sorrow in our lives. And speaking of that, in closing, the biggest thing that I am learning in my season of transition is loss, right? And when I speak about loss, I am not speaking about losing a person, for example, to death or whatever. I'm speaking about loss of the things in our lives. These are maybe things like old habits, old relationship, toxic behavior, doing things the same way but expecting different results. There is a lot of things that need to die in our lives for us to be able to just be free and be able to chase the next. And maybe some of us are struggling to move on to the next level and you feel like you're being stagnant because there's just a lot that you just need to shake off your shoulders. There's just so many things that you just need to let go of because you are feeling heavy, right? And when you're feeling heavy, it is impossible for you to just even see something positive from the next. So maybe it's also just a reminder to all of us that there's a lot of things that we need to let go of in our lives. What is it today that you need to let go of? What loss do you need to experience with the things in your life? Things, right? And sometimes it may be people, right? And again, not to death. Just in terms of the certain people in our lives that no longer need to be there, certain relationships that we no longer have to be a part of. Because the one thing about seasons and growth is that we cannot take everyone with us. And it needs us to be, like I said, I'm quite flexible of changes, right? And this is something that I'm also learning with relationships, right? Is that sometimes we meet people, and I'm not talking about romantic relationships specifically. Sometimes we meet people and they are only meant to just be in our lives for 3 months. And you look back, with this 3 months, with this person in your life, and this might be even an ex-colleague, and they've imparted so much in you, right? And that is just to say that what they needed to do in your life is done, right? And now you need to let it go. You know, we cannot be going to different levels with the same people, right? Of course, we will have, you know, people that we move with in life constantly, but we have to be open to next level. Next levels requires, you know, a next level mentality. I'm going to say that again. Our next level requires us to be on a different next level mentality. And one has to be open for it. So even when I was doing my self-introspection, I had to ask myself so many questions that why am I struggling to move from now point, you know, B to point C? What is it that is holding me back? Is it the way I think about myself? Is it the way I see myself? Is it the type of friendships I have? Is it the type of spaces I'm in? What is it that I need to let go of in order for me to be able to move on to the next level? Because another thing is that on next levels, you'll notice that, you know, as we grow, we speak differently. And you need to move with people that won't be surprised to say you've changed. Yes, I'm a different person than I was 2 years ago. But if you are with people that just are not open to those kind of things, it just becomes such a disheartening experience with those kind of people. So that is my takeaway from my season of transition. I did let you guys know that I am not going to be long. This is just what I needed to share with you guys, just in terms of where I am in my life right now and the things that God is taking me through and the things that God is helping me to learn. And I'm extremely grateful. Like I said, it is completely not cute. But the most important thing, once again, is to know the time in your life. And that's where I am going to leave it for us today. Please don't forget to like and subscribe. Please drop us a comment. Tell us what you think of the show. And keep those DMs, those WhatsApps, and those text messages coming. We love to hear from you guys. And yeah, I'll see you on our next one. Bye.